when I speak to many people, students and people involved in exercise programs, there's hardly anybody I ever meet that says that exercise doesn't make you feel better. So obviously people continue doing exercise, they feel better, they continue doing it. When it comes to looking at the scientific evidence for whether physical activity improves mental health, it becomes a very different challenge. Why is that question important? Because it might lead to extra resources within healthcare services being directed into exercise programs for treating people with mental health problems. So accumulation of scientific evidence is paramount in an evidence-based health service. So what evidence is there for exercise improving mental health for different conditions? Let me first start by looking at exercise and the treatment for depression. Many studies have been conducted on the effects of physical activity and depression, not quite so many on people with defined clinical levels of depression. But in those studies that have, there is a general consensus that exercise does help reduce depression.
One of perhaps the most robust is from some epidemiological research that's actually showing that if certain criteria are met for a health problem that's being treated by a certain intervention, if there's consistency of data across gender, for example, if there's coherence across nations for the effect size, how big a change occurs, for all of those things, depression certainly has been shown to be improved with physical exercise.
Not always, and if you look at the more rigorous trials, a more recent review that came out in 2009 by Mead identified that the most rigorous trials actually don't support a very strong benefit of exercise compared with nothing. Exercise does help compared with cognitive behavioural therapy. The benefits are similar. So overall, it becomes really difficult to say, does exercise work or not? The jury may still be out. If you conduct studies, for example, where the people who are assessing depression are not aware of whether the person is doing exercise or not, then those studies don't show as strong an effect.
There's also been some dose response research that's shown that if we measure people and their levels of psychological health that are exercisers versus those that aren't, they've actually identified that exercising and accumulating a certain amount of physical activity over a week does have a protective effect against future depression.
So there are problems with some of the research that has been done. Over a period of 30 years, maybe the standard, the level of scientific evidence isn't quite as strong as it might be, say, for a drug trial with double randomised blind effects and so on. So the jury may be out, although if you ask most people, they would say exercise makes you feel better.
Depression is the strongest relationship. For anxiety and self-esteem, the effect sizes aren't as strong. And typically, we look at exercise as an adjunct treatment rather than potentially as just a standalone. So when we use it with psychotherapy, with drug therapy, then it certainly has been shown to provide an additional benefit.
In terms of other mental health conditions, we might think about stress and anxiety. And again, there is evidence that exercise reduces general levels of anxiety over time and also may reduce on a transient level from each exercise session. There may be reductions in anxiety and perhaps also reactivity to stress. So, for example, to put that last statement into practical terms, if you exercise just before an interview with your boss or a stressful moment, it may be that your blood pressure and your reactivity to that stress isn't as great after a single bout of activity. So there is evidence that exercise does reduce our general levels of anxiety and arousal, including blood pressure and so on. In terms of other mental health conditions, the typical ones that we think about that have been most reported in the literature might be more severe mental illness, such as schizophrenia. The evidence there really is that it's not going to change your medical condition. It may improve some of the symptoms, some of the feelings of mood and worthlessness, but it's not going to change, it's not going to be a total treatment for a psychotic illness. But it certainly would improve quality of life. And again, there is an evidence base that's improving there. For example, somebody with severe mental illness, often due to side effects of medication, puts on large amounts of weight. So exercise could be used as part of that weight management program, which in turn improves people's self-esteem and so on.